Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Grounder to second base to J.C. takes it himself. The Cardinals will hang on and win it 3-2 on a Sunday night. They take 2 out of 3 in the series and go back over 500.
Why you got to bring up old stuff, Sunday Night Baseball? I don't need that old. Right now. It's not funny. Okay.
It is funny.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Is it sad?
If you don't laugh, you'll cry. What sounds better?
Yes. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. That was the Cubs' Sunday Night Baseball loss call, thanks to ESPN. And they begin a new series tonight. They are taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, who just happened to be one of the best teams in baseball, leading the AL East with a 69-50 record. They are 4.5 games ahead of the Red Sox. And when we put that together with what we know that they can do as a team offensively, it is a challenge for this Cubs team. Their team average is leading baseball with a .269 average. When you consider their team OPS, it's up there at .767. That is good for third in baseball. No matter how you look at it, their offensive categories have put them in the upper echelons of what they can do as a team. Slugging, maybe that's where you get them a little bit because they're only seventh, respectively.
Only seventh.
Only.
Where are the Cubs?
They're still up there at fourth.
Yeah.
Largely because of what we saw prior to the All-Star break.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I went through a thorough, deep, deep dive on the Toronto Blue Jays last night because I wanted to see, since they've ascended and passed the Red Sox and the Yankees and gotten to the top of the East, how did this happen? How did this team become the world beaters of the American League, the team that surpassed the Detroit Tigers for best record in the American League? Mm-hmm. And they've done it with their offense, and they've done it with a bullet. This team has scored 143 runs since the All-Star break. That leads everybody in baseball. They've averaged 6.2 runs since the All-Star break. And here's the problem. The Cubs have only scored 4.2 runs per game, 4.1 runs since the All-Star break. They're 87 runs since the break, tied for 27th in baseball. That's why they're 10-11 since the All-Star break.
Cue it up, guys. Lucas Giolito, worst pitcher in baseball.
So I'm looking at this and I'm like, okay, the Cubs have lost 4 of the last 6 series. The series wins came against the Orioles and the White Sox. Those two teams are last place teams. They are not good.
One is better than it used to be.
Oh, the team that's lost 7 of its last 8? The White Sox? Is that the one you're referring to?
If it wasn't for the rain delay last night, we might be talking about a different game.
So here's the rub. This is the best opportunity prior to that 5-game series in 4 days next week at Wrigley for the Cubs to get their offense back on track and to get a level of confidence that is sorely lacking for a team that just happens to still be not only a wild card team, but securely 17 games over .500 as we speak today. If they can find a way to take 2 out of 3 games against Toronto, now they've got some momentum. Remember, up next, the Pirates without Paul Skenes because he pitches today.
Yeah, the Pirates, and that series is at home.
Yes. And so what I'm thinking is you win this series, you prove to yourself that you're still in this against the Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays are going to give you an opportunity. Here's why. Despite how good they've been since the All-Star break on offense, they have been 25th in baseball since the break in ERA as a team, 4.77. They will give you opportunities. Today's starter, Jose Berrios, going up against Ben Brown. I don't know what kind of Ben Brown you're going to get today, but I do know that Jose Berrios has given up home runs in 6 of his last 7 starts. He's given up 20 home runs on the year. He's got a 5.71 ERA over those 7 starts. But the Blue Jays are 6-1 of those games because guess what? They score 7.85 runs per contest in those 7 starts.
Well, yeah, in his last start, they beat the Rockies 10-4. And Berrios is a righty, so that would indicate that would be favorable for the Cubs batters tonight.
I'm glad that you brought up the righty portion of this. Another reason Pete Crow Armstrong and the like should be able to get going here. There is no elite left-handed starting pitching in this series. You know why? Because there are no left-handed starters in this series that the Cubs have to go against. It's Berrios, it's Kevin Gausman tomorrow, and then it's Max Scherzer on Thursday. So you've got a chance here to get things going, but they need to do two things. One is hit the ball with a little bit more authority, aka get some slug going, because right now they've got no slug going. And two, they need to remember how to manufacture runs. And that might be a more important thing than getting the slug going at this portion of the season.
Undoubtedly. And I think when you consider Max Scherzer being a part of what you can see, the Dodgers beat up on these Blue Jays pretty good in the first two games, 5-1 and 9-1. So Scherzer, as we can see, at least when it comes to the Dodgers hitters, is beatable. The funny part is when you looked at what they did against the three-game set of the Dodgers, what the Blue Jays did, you know what I thought to myself? Man, and the Brewers swept these guys twice. Like every time for me, I can't help but think about what we're seeing out of the other team.
The Blue Jays have given up 35 home runs since the All-Star break. That's fourth most in baseball. They are susceptible right now. The question is, Cubs, can your mental reset of a day off give you enough of an approach advantage that you take advantage of what's right there in front of you? Because the best part about this is, you mentioned Max Scherzer, not the Max Scherzer of, 15 years ago, but 18 years in the game Max Scherzer. He gives up home runs too. The best pitcher in this series, Kevin Gausman, going tomorrow. Who's he going up against? Oh, the hottest pitcher the Cubs can throw out there, which is Cade Horton. This lines up to be an opportunity for the Cubs, and it might be their last best opportunity to make sure that next week's series against the Brewers means something.
I also want to just pay attention to this. When you think that managers don't know what's going on with other teams, when you don't know that, or you say you don't know what other guys are doing, or you're not watching the standings, Dave Roberts is one of us.
Definitely has to be some urgency, and obviously I don't think anyone's blind to the fact that the standings are the standings, and so it's gotten a lot more interesting. So we got to go out there and play good baseball, but I definitely feel that our guys are starting to feel that urgency, and it's been long enough of middling baseball as far as overall team wins and losses.
Nice to hear that out of the Dodgers manager, where right now they're only a game ahead of the Padres.
But I feel like Dave Roberts isn't really worried about it because he's got that team and that roster that
but
he's managing.
He still acknowledges it.
That's fair.
And that's the point. There is a communicated concern about maintaining their standard.
Do you feel like the Cubs aren't doing that?
I think Greg Council will tell you why they're not scoring. We heard that earlier. But when it comes to acknowledging what your division is doing, that's an important piece of it.
We heard Ian Happ do it earlier on the show. In fact, you can use the rewind feature in the Odyssey app to go back and listen to our conversation at 10:45 with one Ian Happ.
We want to give something away right now. We're tired of doing this in the 1 o'clock hour. We want to start mixing it up. So congratulations to you for listening. Caller 6 to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670. 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against Atlanta at Wrigley Field on September 1st. It is all powered by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.